We don't have a lot of green space in the town centre. We have the Memorial Gardens, which is a very busy place in the summer. And this is also sort of green space, and it's next to the bus station. Surrounding this site are a number of apartments. You've got Marshall Court, Maxwell Lodge, Edna Bowley Court, Coffee Mills, and some elderly people in these. And of course, in the apartments, you have no garden. So there's lots of local interest in that area to turn this into a community garden. There wouldn't be a lot of work to do in the sense because it needs a good clear out. Of all the debris and the waste, and most of the shrubbery is okay, so it can be turned into a lovely garden. And then the thought emerged that it should be a Jubilee garden. The council has a Jubilee fund actually, and they've allocated money across the district to various villages, which is a really good thing. But we've got nothing here in Market Harborough. A number of residents approached me, and so I facilitated a petition for them, but they've done all of this themselves. I think we have got 326, I think it is, signatures. But I tell you, that is the tip of the iceberg, because behind that, we have got the new Market Harbour Town Hub supporting it. We've got Little Bowden Hub supporting it, which is my ward, that this land is in my ward, so I'm pleased about that. We have people on that petition from Marshall Court, Maxwell Lodge, Edna Bowley Court, Old Coffee Mills. We have Harbour in Bloom supporting it. We have the Methodist Church opposite supporting it. They've been really good. And the Anglican churches. And I should mention Louisa Cafe Bar, who's had the petition there. And many people, visitors to the town, have signed that as well. So we've got good support. So I think the time is right. This is a piece of green land. We need to do more in terms of greening the area and helping the environment. So I think the opportunity is right now. We've done the petition, and I'm going to present this to full council next week, and I'm hoping all councillors will back me. It's a good project. It's not going to cost a lot of money. We've got plans to raise some funds. We have a landscape architect who's actually done a scheme for us in her own time, and we have an army of volunteers who can do some work there. It'd be a fantastic memorial, wouldn't it, really? I think in our town centre, so close to the town, and I think it will be a real asset to the town and something we've done, something we do that all the residents and visitors can see.